get up, walk again. Upon I made it across the lake, I would fall on the grass. I come into the mind. If happen like God preaches, tell us, you pray if you get in trouble. I remind us, the Lord's Prayer, that only one I learned in school, I just started learning. I know we to pray, where to pray. I really got mixed up. And I look up to heaven, tell God, I don't know what to talk to you. I don't know what to say to you. I'd rather have English, I'd rather have an education to talk to you. Nowadays, I find out I can talk to my language. I get up, I nail down, hold my head mask both sides, and I pray with fire, pray, Lord, pray. I wake up. No more, my eye never move. I feel better, let's go. Walk 1 mile, how many dozen times I fall down? Get up good and start a walk. I really don't know I fall down. Also like candle. Just that fast, I drop, and I walk. After I pray, I get up, 4 miles straight, walk. No happen. Yeah, I'm glad to see village. Village right on a hill. That time, lots of people. A lot of old people. That kid real quiet. I tell him, shut up. Don't need to cry. True in my time, that can't happen. The parents start a fight. Some reason they do that, but in my time, I tell my dad no. I go to the bridge, I fall in the middle of the bridge. Everybody cry. Today I'm gonna be here. Chief. I didn't know break me in, raise me in the chief. My grandfather's uncle and grandma people, whole group of people. They don't want me to scratch. Same shape I am, you want me to leave. So we get to pull back in the bridge, and I wake up and we walk up the bank. get in old chief Sam place. My great grandfather had took me in and old Sam would say, sit on a chair. He'd tell Moses and little Albert, did you guys, your brother talk to you guys? Yeah. He really talk good. He want his friends saved. I tell Moses, I want to see my dad right away. Right away. So much blood in my trousers, blood. My daddy, he walked through the window. Daddy cried, really. Daddy, he walked up, left me up and sitting on his lap. My daddy's whole body shook. I closed my eye and wait till my dad stopped. Pat in his back. Then I want to talk. You stop. I want to talk. Indian way, old Sam, his uncle. My daddy. Any leaders, growing person, all the boss, each other. The boy talking to you, you feel mean want to do damage? Don't care, you're gonna do it, talk to the boy. See what the boy say. And second time, a dad called dad. I say then we call daddy, stop, Tom. Tom. Daddy hugged me up. I listen to you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. What, he say. Are you really sure you hear me? Yes, I hear you plain. I tell, don't you make you mind to kill that boy. He's your nephew. He's a good friend of mine ever since he was a kid. We'll never fight. They would push each other. Really good friend of mine. Daddy. This is my idea, plan. Here's the boy, his nephew, you. They growing up, man. Start the trapping. Start the hunt. All through them times, they can help you. Kill game for you and my place. don't mean to him, good to him. He'll take care of you. You think you do that? Oh, that is real Christ. I'm going to do that. I don't know how long he's going to last. I'll find out, you sure to save that boy and don't hit the people feel. Daddy, this happened. We both, we don't mean to do this work. We shouldn't duck and access it. That's how it happened, I guess. I didn't know he point gun in my back, in the ears. Lucky I didn't move too fast. I pulled fast. He punched through in my head, killed me. So I tell him, be sure you forgive them. And that time you need help, you ask them. They help you. Daddy, you sure take my word, you sure keep it. Don't stare up people. I don't want none but a bad feel for you. Still all right? Oh, that raised cry. Falling down again. Sits lay on my daddy's lap. Oh, 10, 15 minutes, I get up again. We get our house next to Ulusam. Moses, little Albert, Alfred, little Frank, is my nephew. That's the first time we see Clibber, and Clibber. Put it here to shear them off right over.
To cut your hair.
Yeah. Cut my hair. And they got some razor blade knife. And they shear. They're real clean. And they lay me down and put water. Wash it all here, and after that, ducks fitted, they cut the fitter on, and they cut in the small side. I lay down. Andrew, I couldn't push that here inside in your skin. I'm going to pull forward. I tell them, go ahead. And they put the where I get shot, and they threw in my skin, and it started pull. That tear coming out right there in where bullet come on. And stick out. I tell him, Come in pull. I tell him, just take it out altogether. And they pull up halfway, drop down again. You leave it there, leave it there. Few minutes, I wake up again. Tell you, taken out? No. I don't want to kill you. That makes no difference. Pull it out. Don't need to muck around with. Set up, they push out, they pull out again. I lay right in the table. And after that, small fritter, they fit and put it the other way. Pull out, pull out. And bore three. They're real clean and they wash with water. Wash, wash, wash. I live. No, drop. That is like death.
That time, did people try to make medicine for you?
Huh?
Did people try to make medicine for you then, so you would heal up?
No, no medicine. Indian medicine, they does.
What did they do?
They sit like you. And on 1 week, medicine. They got 22 bullets. 22 of the one bullet that they shot with me, he got in his hand. Sitting on the table. An old man said, I get better. I got the chill back. I get better. Lay down 4 days. Just dead and solid. Lay down. 4 days. I hear people cry all the time. My great-grandfather, Chief Isaac, he always makes no shoes. Poor daddy. Grandpa, tears were all over his face, not saying no words. Four days, 50, set up on a bed, 10 round. They grabbed me, 4 or 5 guys to sit around. While I'm asleep, they lay down, just watch me. 5 days in the morning, I get up. Look through when this beautiful day out there, sunshine, springtime. Sorry. Right out. One boy, you hungry? How long I sleep? 4 days. Today, 5 days, you wake up. You wake up like you didn't sick. You don't look like you sick. I'm not sick, I'm getting better. Don't get up, don't get up. They run down to my daddy. Dad is still crying. My daddy coming. Hug me up, how you feel. I don't know, I don't feel nothing now. I don't feel nothing now. I just wake up. What do you think you're gonna feel? Daddy, I think I'm back up. Got the heel, I think I walk. Always to wash with hot water. We got saloon liniment medicine. We got 3-inch liniment, strong stuff. They put the, somehow they get caught me, I guess, I don't know. Something white. They put them in and they rub and heal a little bit. All done. But only medicine I use. In such 1 week, it was all healed. I run. Start to play again. Another month in August, big hurt. Caribou start a run and a big kill. Some people gone up big hill. They make smoke. Yee, caribou. They got smoke talk, whatever they call. They make big smoke. I packed up my bedding, my shell, my food. Here I go again.
That's how they tell that there's caribou when they make that fire?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. In August time. Went up. All groin people, they're scared. They scare me. They thought if my mind, something happened, might shoot the boys. Oh, I was gonna do. We get down, we chill, we walk. On Irish, going up to be killed. Man, you talk about a caribou. Caribou just covered up, big morning. Caribou just covered up. Also like moose skin, we put it over to mountain. But just fit that too. And we go across. They will really start to fight us. All boys run together, line up. That many dog and that many boys, you still run towards us, open his mouth. Some boy real scared. I run out, I tell him, wait. They come an open place. I give him good shot, first shot I hit him. And them bunch of boys little bear, he just stopped. We go over there and we caught him. A lot of caribou. We tied up dog. We skinned a bear and cut it up and put it up on a pool and dried it. Take concorders. Yet. Wouldn't it make me crazy?
Headache.
20, 40 some years I didn't have no headache. That the stuff killed my family. My dad is kid with the boys, four of us. Got our sisters, four. This one die in birth. 10 of us from it. Me, oldest boy. People's kids and stock. People feel like. I talked to Washington. People feel like some nation they call keen. Just that strong people feel for me. I was a boy. Never kids fight me. I don't know spank all again.
So from the time you were born, they start training you for chief?
Uh-huh. Gotta look, you're turning on Chief Doyoung. Who are you gonna point out to be chief? I tell him, I don't know, maybe. Let it go altogether. Them kind of people we can't point out. Gotta be man, just quiet. Law, people, kindly to people. Watch the people. The other day I was down in the hospital. Young boy, half breed. Who are you going to point on your chief in your chief place if you're going to die? You mean you want to appoint out the whiner? That's what you mean, I tell. No, not that kind of people. If I look true, I find one, I let it go. I take a chief along. A lot of white men take you boy in. Take you boy in your place. You look good boy. I don't know how long. Some crazy kid buy drink for him. They give, they force him to drink. He's pretty close drunk and he come back. Dad, I done sin. I'm sorry. You're done. I thought, I want you to good boy. And a lot of people tell you good boy. Good boy torch you. You turn around, you tick mop, and you mop that friendly life. All you friends is sorry for you. You're going crazy. Twice you tell me you believe Bible. You put it lie here already. Daddy, I'm sorry. The boy, mean boy, they forced me to drink. That's why I take. But I not drink. Never again I'm gonna do that, for sure. You better be sure you quit. Without a drink to the people you leaving good. You know your way, you know where you stop. You know where you go hunt. Very close, like me, you know where's the moose stay. That's what I try to break you in. You want to stir up your life? I let you go, you. You straight out yourself someday. Maybe not. I want you to good boy, buy car, give you money. All that love, kindness, I don't want you, my boy, I don't want you living poor. I try to do best I can for you to leave it. You enjoy with your friend, but take care of the car. One important thing, take care of the car. Don't take no drink person in it. You know better mean it. That's me. Once I say no, that's good enough. Eh? Once I say no, that's enough, no more. I'm that person in my life. My daddy, so allow me. They put it tight. Trouble is, I lessen my dad. Back in 1916, First World War, we beginning to see dancing with the Rick. Some reason I like play. Always I want to go someplace. I ask my daddy. Daddy say yes, I go. You go, stay a little while, come back right away. I listen to my daddy. Yes, no. All the time I'd have to say no. It's not the right way to leave it. Win it yourself. Big meeting. What you call a woman, half-breed, Indian woman. They want me to tell Ula's story. I get up and I talk story. I talk long enough that women said, children gotta have fun all the time. That's why I stop. I tell other known, you worry about the fun. I hear you was put your gun, you was a young girl. That's the only way you leave. And how did you marry and line up to make family? Later on, I'm going to talk about fun. I tried to talk old story back in old time, Indian.
Hurt too much, huh?
Yeah. What? Don't worry. So I talked to him about the fun. Us Indians, we have fun. There's a basketball, white man got basketball game, any kind of game they do. Them old white people, the first they met us, they show us how to run, how to do a lot of things. Me, individual person, I just walk with white man. I learn in his language. First time I didn't talk. I beginning to break in, talk. Pretty soon I get used to learn his talk. That's how I learn talk, little English. I walk with, ever since I was 11 years old, I walk with white men. Go out prospect, maybe 5-6 different times. Go out prospect in the spring. One guy spit it out to another guy, and another guy. We used to do that. They pay us $5 each. My dog get $5, I get $5. How many dogs I get $5 a piece. Come in. Right then from Lake Mansfield, going up 20 miles stretch all the way up to Kitchenstock. And let the people to hunt. in that area. All that nobody bother. They don't find king can't help. That's the area we used to use. But that place, area to hunt moose, you gotta track them. Every step there, steps you track. No individual person know that kind of business is right here. I do lots of it. All day to take you, to keep track. You lost the track, you go around, what way they going? You're going in other way and you find track, all of them. Don't make no noise, don't crack the stick. You're snaking me. Sometimes they lay down like horse. Sometimes they sit on the hill. He swan never move. Right away. The swan sits still. They listen to you. They know you walk. Just take it up, run. If you're fast enough, you hit them. So while we hunt, we look, we see the horn. We see the horn top right away. Moon. He don't hear you. You're sneaking in more. Find a good place and you shut. That's one way we used to get moose, easy. Right now, all young generation going out the hills, look out. They spot them way out the flat. That's how they get moose. But us, we track them. I go out of the hills, I find moose track yesterday. I track and watch where they go. I turn around, I go around the top of the hill, go around across that area to where that moose go. I find fish track. Sometimes stand along the willow, eat. You know, lot of way we do. In July month, what areas they sleep, we know too. In June month, what area they move, we know. And also July. Boy, did you lie, moose? Real fat. Soft meat. Man, my little headache hurt me.
Well, it should take a lot.